Greetings all, and welcome to the Disco Motion podcast. This is Julian Bray. And today I thought what I'd do, I'd try and explain what is happening at British Airways. It's very confused, but it's quite simple. Now, essentially, British Airways are going to sack 42,000 staff on the 15th of July. Then they tend to re-employ 31,000 staff on terms that are acceptable to BA, but possibly not acceptable to the staff. Essentially, when you look at it in the whole, some people will lose about 70% on their contracts, and some others will lose 20%, and there'll be another group which in between. Let me explain how this all works. Long-serving British Airways employees are on a legacy contract, if you like, and they were called the Worldwide and Eurofleet. So there's two. These are the veteran network, shall we say. Worldwide and Eurofleet were in, gold-plated contracts, which was appropriate for a luxury airline at the time. After a particular point in the calendar, BA ended that and said, right, any new recruit has to come in as mixed fleet, which basically meant that they could either do long haul, short haul, or they could be put on a kind of a waiting contract, if you like, but basically far less money. So the interesting part is it's not the chairman and managing director, Alex Cruz, that's dealing with this negotiation. Since all this was announced, he has gone into hiding. He's in a cupboard somewhere. We don't know where he is, but nobody's getting at him. And instead, it's the veteran teamster, shall we say, the veteran fighter, Willie Walsh, that's been, almost brought out of retirement. He's due to retire this year, but he stayed on with the parent company AIG, which is based in Spain, and Willie Walsh is doing the negotiations. He's got a problem because the unions won't talk to him. Only the pilots' union, BALPA, are in discussions, but it all seems to be going ahead. So what do we got? The objective, say, British Airways is to make sure that the airline can compete in the future, because at the moment it is non-competitive, and with coronavirus, this is the ideal time to put all these things into play. Now, you might say they're using coronavirus as an excuse, but whatever you do say, just remember that most of the aircraft are parked up at various airports. If you go down to, I think it's Bournemouth, you'll find lots of British Airways aircraft parked up along some of the taxiways there. So obviously, if they're not flying, then of course they're not generating revenues. Now, against this, you also have the fact that British Airways isn't really the UK flag carrier anymore. It is just a brand within International Airlines Group, which is based, as we said, in Spain. While all this is going on, and we have carnage with British Airways, and they're pleading for more money, you've got the parent company going out and buying another airline and being given lots of money by the Spanish government. So they've got a war chest, they've got plenty of cash, but British Airways isn't seeing the cash because IAG, as I understand it, wants the government to put its hand in its pocket and do a bailout. And so far, government is resisting for all sorts of reasons. But the point is, they're giving aviation a very rough ride when the rest of the world is coming round to the feeling that they got to support their aviation business. The fact we're an island nation and we do actually rely on air travel seems to have passed the current administration by, but that's a battle for another day. So we now have the situation leading up to the 15th of July that we have the restrictions on travel possibly being lifted. I say possibly because You can forget air corridors and air bridges. It's now down to a traffic light system. Some countries will be red, which means no go. In other words, current restrictions still apply. Or it could be amber and green. So this depends on the prevailing rate of infection within the country at the time. So if it's green and amber, obviously you want to try and go to the green countries. But for some reason, Portugal has been classed as red, although from what we can see from the numbers that there is only a spike in the Lisbon area. And frankly, the Algarve is a long, long way away from that. And there's virtually no coronavirus at all. And all those beautiful beaches will be empty. So there is a way around that, of course. You just fly into a Spanish airport and take a taxi over the border. And you come back the same way, take a taxi back to the Spanish airport. And so your flight is recorded as going into Spain and coming back out of Spain. So there's no problems at all. So everybody's going nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We shan't be doing that. But I guarantee an awful lot of people will be doing that. And remember, a lot of Brits actually own property in Portugal anyway. So that'd be quite nice to actually see their property once in a while.